In a previous life, I was a teacher and taught in a girls' college abroad. Adjoining the girls' college was a boys' college, and in this particular scene, I was directing a production, casting both the boys and the girls from the junior through to senior students. It must be known that the senior students were 18 years old, and at the time I was a graduate teacher. Auditions for the college production were well underway, and I'd cast the male actors from the neighbouring boys' college the week before. One of the leads was particularly compelling in his audition and quietly confident in his ability, and he stood out to me. Perhaps it was his air of arrogance, slight air, but he was in fact perfect for the lead role he was given. At this time, senior students were able to go to the pub as they were of age, and it wasn't uncommon for the staff to head to the local after school on a Friday afternoon. At the end of the following week, the production staff and I went to the local and had a couple of drinks, particularly as we knew all of our Fridays from then up until production time were going to be taken up with rehearsals. That particular day, I also noticed a few of the senior boys out of uniform having a pint. Standing at the bar, one in particular, who I'll just refer to as the lead, sidled up beside me, clearly already having had a couple, and asked me how my evening was going. It was a little odd, even though he wasn't actually my student. But, you know, we started chatting, and once the bartender approached, he offered to buy my drink, to which I said no. Cheeky, I thought. We both paid for our own drinks and returned to our tables to join our friends. I didn't really think too much of it until I saw him again at our first Friday rehearsal the following week. Amongst the bustle of the students sorting scripts, the lead came over to see me and asked if I was going to the pub after rehearsal. Again, cheeky, I thought, and a little forward. I told him to go and get his script and sit down. At the end of the afternoon, the cast dispersed and staff left, and I remained just to tidy up the rehearsal space. And as I was doing a final lights and windows check of the practice rooms, I came to the last one, and I got quite a fright because here was the lead in the room, sitting on a desk. I asked him what he was still doing here, and he made some lame excuse about leaving his script in the room. And then, quite unexpectedly, he stood up off the desk and walked towards me, his eyes not leaving mine. It was at this point that he told me he was hoping he'd get me alone as he needed to go over some things with me. I told him rehearsal was over and that it was time to go home. But this boy was clearly angling for something other than going over his script. He proceeded to tell me that he knew there was a vibe between us and that he'd felt it at the pub. And you know what? Fuck. He was right. I'd had to put him out of my mind more than once or twice since that night. I was actually only 4 years older than him at the time, and technically he wasn't my student, and technically he was an adult. He was continuing to try and convince me. He came up too close, and I could feel my heart race. He was practically a man, you know, slightly taller than me and well-built. Now, you've got to know, I don't respond well to being put upon like that. In fact, I become quite assertive, and at that moment, I pushed him back and firmly told him to sit himself down in the chair beside the desk. After all, I was the teacher. He looked shocked and had a look of disbelief, and he knew he'd crossed the line and he was potentially in serious trouble. Little did he know exactly how much trouble he was in. Now it was my turn to go over a few things, or should I say a few parts of him. The thought of schooling him brought about a desire in me. It was a real need to put him in his place. I slowly walked towards him, my eyes fixed on him, asking him what he thought was going to happen here. I stood in front of him and started to unbutton my blouse. and he was clearly nervous. Is this what he wanted? Is this what he thought would happen? He would convince me that we had a vibe. Cheeky, arrogant, sweet boy. It was time for me to teach. I continued to unbutton my blouse, eventually untucking it from my skirt. His eyes widened and I could see a fine layer of perspiration forming on his forehead. I pulled up my pencil skirt and stood astride him, noticing the movement in his pants. He clearly had an erection, watching my soft, full, milky white breasts as they lowered down in front of his face. I could see he was breathing heavy. He was trying to restrain from touching me. I told him in very strict terms, absolutely no touching, unless he was instructed, to which he nodded. I lowered myself down to sit on his warm lap, my breasts at his eye level, and my pussy feeling the bulge contained within his pants. His breath hitched as we maintained eye contact, and I rolled my hips, slowly grinding against his hardness. The contact was enough to excite me, and I could feel my wetness begin to soak my satin panties. The aroma was intoxicating, and we could both sense it. And feeling very generous, I decided to take a finger and dip it into my panties and find my slick opening. He watched in amazement as I withdrew my slippery, wet finger and traced my lips with it before licking it clean. An involuntary groan came from deep within him and his hips bucked. Continuing to writhe in his lap, I reached around to release the clasp of my bra, slowly taking the straps down each shoulder. The sweat was building on his brow, and the confidence and slight arrogance was all but gone. Before removing my bra completely, I unpinned my long hair, and it cascaded down over my chest, partly covering my breasts. This sweet boy had no idea what he'd set in motion. I dropped my bra to the side, releasing my pendulous breasts directly in front of his face. I reminded him, no touching. However, he could blow warm air against my nipples. Oh, the sensation was delicious, and the view was wickedly naughty. His desperation to suckle on my pert, erect nipples was almost painful to watch, and I liked it. At this stage, I placed my hands on his shoulders and slowly raised up from his lap, leaving behind a damp spot of girl juice on his crotch. I instructed him to unbuckle his belt and unzip his pants. I wanted to see him. Standing in front of him, watching him fumble, he took out his hardened cock, his head shiny with pre-cum. Knowing full well he wanted to stroke, I told him again, no touching. As I slowly slid my panties down my long legs, over my high heels, and stood, legs slightly spread. Teasingly, I put two fingers inside my mouth, and then trailed them down my neck towards my chest, finally resting on my hard nipples that I slowly circled. His cock jerked in response and his chest expanded with his deep breaths. Tucking my long hair back behind my ears, he got his first full view of my breasts. Full, round, voluptuous. At this moment, I took things to another level and lifted my skirt just high enough to reveal my sweet, tight cunt. This poor boy was rendered helpless as I stroked my swollen lips, every now and then dipping my fingers inside my drenched slit. Fearing he may release his load hands free, I figured it was time to put him out of his misery. I walked towards him, reaching out my two fingers, saturated with my sweet nectar. And I traced his lips before plunging them into his hungry mouth. Once he'd cleaned my fingers off, I instructed him to get on his knees in front of me, where my soaking pussy would be right in front of his mouth. It was time. My time to teach him a proper lesson. I told him to inhale me, breathe in my essence, be a good boy and do as he's told. He was a good boy. My pussy was quivering and I could feel my wetness spreading to my inner thighs. Without any warning, I grabbed his head and jammed it into my aching cunt and I told him to eat me. He was like a ravenous animal, plunging his tongue into me and sucking on my sweet, full lips. It was everything I could do not to moan, but I wasn't going to give him the satisfaction of knowing that he was doing a fucking amazing job eating me out. I began to grab his head and thrust into his face with my hips, fully face-fucking this sweet boy. I knew I was close, each subsequent thrust pushing me closer and closer to the edge. It was at this point I told him he could wank his cock, jerk himself, and tongue fuck my pussy at the same time. He wasted no time pulling down his pants and then his boxers further to fully release his cock and began stroking it hard and fast. God, it was such a beautiful sight. His warm mouth growling out my sweet pussy while he worked his throbbing cock. Faster and harder and faster and harder. I told him he was only allowed to come when I did, so he'd better get to it. I could feel the urgency in his mouth as he groaned into my gash, deeper and further, harder and faster, until I couldn't take it anymore, and I released my orgasm down his throat and yelled at him to come now. His hot load erupted as the waves of my climax shook my body to the core. My thighs were shaking as I jammed his head right against my pulsing pussy. Both of us panting and trying to catch our breath. God. Eventually, I let go of his head and steadied myself with my hands on his shoulders. He sat back down on his heels. His breathing slowing as he looked up at me, his mouth and chin shiny with my sweet mess. As I regained my composure, I stepped back and pulled my skirt down. I picked up my blouse and began buttoning it up. He reached across the floor and picked up my bra and panties and handed them towards me, but I told him he could have them. It was time he cleaned up and went home to learn his lines.